toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got some good news to share with you. We'll start the hour out with that. And then on the way, Mark will share some reasons why libertarianism is scary to progressives in the media, the mainstream media. So we can share all that with you. And, of course, we'll take your calls if you make them about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Before on this show, and actually I believe on Tuesday night, sitting in your chair, Garrett, we've had Adamo Freeman on the program with us a number of times in the past. He is the founder, one of the founders, of copblock.org. And maybe we'll be able to get Adamo on to talk further about this at some point in the future, but he's a busy, busy guy these days. He's running a business which is manufacturing silver called Sons of Liberty, and that really does take a lot of his attention because basically it's a two-man operation, and when you do a two-man operation, you usually have a whole lot of plates up in the air at one time. So understand that he's pretty busy. But he was able to hammer out a blog post over at freekeen.com today. I believe it also appeared on copblock.org about the update to his wiretapping case. Now, longtime listeners, as of the last couple of years, know that Adamo was at one point facing three felony wiretapping charges for recording audio of conversations that he had, I think, on the phone. I think they were all on the phone.
Correct.
With government bureaucrats, one police officer, and a couple of government school
employees. A school principal and the principal's secretary.
And he had called, this was in relation to actually a video that had went semi-viral online of that was filmed by a student of a Manchester high school. And the video, the content of the video was this officer, school resource officer, I believe, slamming a student's head into a lunch table. And the reason why the attack happened in this case was the student had taken his sister's purse. It's kind of, yes, brothers and sisters kind of do these things to one another.
This really isn't the business of the school resource officer between a brother and a sister.
Well, at that point, I believe the purse had already been given back, if I'm recalling
correctly.
And
it was basically just smart mouthing that he got his face slammed into a lunch table, which that's not what a police officer's for.
But that's what happened, and the officer, of course, faced no consequences whatsoever for doing what he did beyond just the publicity of the occurrence. And when Adamo from CopBlock was kind of looking into this, because the teenager who'd taken the video actually had sent it to CopBlock, and they had actually met with the CopBlock crew just a few days earlier, if I'm recalling correctly. And so they had been inspired by CopBlock to record the video, and so, of course, sent CopBlock the video. Again, their website, copblock.org. So so Adamo had this video. He wanted to learn more about the circumstances. What did the bureaucrats have to say about it? He called and recorded the call.
This is what a citizen journalist should be doing. You know, the rest of us who sit around and don't ask questions of the police when we find them doing stuff. I mean, really, what can we say about somebody who has done that? Except thanks.
So Adamo went to trial. He did not take the plea deal. He was facing felony counts of wiretapping in this case. Turns out the New Hampshire statutes do not allow for felony wiretapping to be charged if one party to the communications is aware of the fact that the call is being recorded. That would be a misdemeanor in New Hampshire. So New Hampshire is one of the worst places for recording conversations with people. And I know, Garrett, that this is an important issue to you. You recently went to one of the hearings that they had at the State House about possibly changing the wiretapping legislation here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's got a lot of things going for it. It's definitely the freest place, I think, in the United States to live. But there's some problems, and the wiretapping law is one of the bad ones.
Certainly. It makes it so that it's illegal to record, and it's very ambiguous. Nobody really knows what it comes down to, and unfortunately for Adamo, that ambiguity landed him in jail for 90 days. But it's unclear when it is that you can't record things. One would think that if you're able to see and hear things, that you would be able to record them. But apparently if someone has an expectation of privacy, I guess if you're in someone's home, I guess you would need to inform them if you're recording. Out in public, fortunately, that expectation of privacy doesn't exist, so you're able to go out into the streets, and that's how Robin Hooding is able to be protected to some extent, in which they can't ban recording in those instances. But over the phone, if there's electronic media involved, if you're using some sort of sound amplification device, that may be illegal under New Hampshire law, such as hunting acoustic equipment that some people may use.
It's ridiculous. And this, our friend Demo is facing 21 years in prison, if I'm recalling correctly, on these charges. Now, I'm sure it was, a lot of people were grateful that he only had to spend 90 days in jail, but now the whole thing's been overturned. It was appealed to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. There was an attorney, Brandon Ross, who I believe is a Free State Project participant, who stepped up to take this case pro bono, and kudos to him for that.
Yeah, awesome.
It was only, the only thing that had to happen was somebody had to pay for the transcripts. So donators stepped up to pay for the transcripts to make the appeal happen.
Yeah, it's funny how the government judge and the government prosecutor and the government stenographer and all these people work together, and you get found guilty, and then if you want transcripts of their trial,
you have to have the transcripts.
Yeah, you have to have the transcripts.
You need to use your monopoly service to get the transcripts.
Right.
You can't transcribe it yourself.
Right, you have to use their monopoly service and then pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I wonder if
$1,200, I think, in this case.
I wonder, did the state have to pay money for the transcripts in your evidentiary hearing, which they lost on?
And they are going to have to pay for those transcripts.
Okay, they have to pay for the transcripts, so they have to pay their own monopoly for the transcripts.
Well,
at least they get to steal taxpayer money.
Well, what they have is they have a company that they've granted that monopoly to that handles the transcripts. It's not the bureaucracy themselves that does it. It's some legal agency of some sort, some legal services company. So anyway, let me just go into to Ademo's article here at freekeen.com. Today, after more than a year of time and work, the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled on my appeal for my felony wiretapping convictions, stating that the evidence, this is an excerpt from a seven-page document, the seven-page order on reversing this decision from the lower court, of the defendant's willful mental state at the time he recorded the conversations was far from overwhelming. You see, just stop down, because I did read the majority of this decision today, so I have some idea of what they're talking about here. The operative word in the statutes in New Hampshire for wiretapping is willful, that you had to willfully violate the ordinance or the statute. What the judge said to the jury during the jury instructions, he did not use the word willful when he was reading them the instructions. He said that the jury had to decide whether Ademo did it purposefully, I think
purposefully instead of willfully?
Correct.
Oh, God. Well, that's a little bit of a minutia.
So, well, that's how the legal system works.
Indeed,
right?
It does.
Different words, different definitions.
What I thought this was about, I'm sorry, I guess I thought that there was actual justice going to be done at one of these appeals. Forgive me for going out on a limb. I can't believe I thought that for a second. But, in fact, Ademo was charged with the felony when he was only guilty, and I'm talking about guilty by their standards, not guilty in a moral sense, guilty of the misdemeanor, because you're guilty of a felony if neither party knows that you're recording them. So if I just go in and two young girls listening in on their phone call and finding out what they're talking about in there, that's a felony. Whereas if I pretend to be a young girl and manage to get another young girl on a phone and I know I'm recording, she doesn't know I'm recording, then it's the misdemeanor. So in this case, he was one of the parties, so he could only have been guilty of the misdemeanor.
Whole thing was mischarged.
This is a big bullcrap case from the beginning. I hope that the prosecutor and the judge didn't know that they made a mistake, but if they willfully did this, they should spend 90 days in prison. And as far as I'm concerned, every one of these jurors that didn't read the law that found him guilty should spend 90 days in jail, too.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because it's actually addressed in the appeal decision. The Supreme Court only addresses it as a footnote in the decision, but they do address it. They point out that, yes, it's true, this should not have been charged as a felony. However, because Ademo did not actually address that as an issue in court, they dismissed that from even being considered in this particular appeal. Because when you're in court, you have to make objections to things that you want to be preserved for appeal. However, he also didn't object to this particular definition of this word being used as purposeful in place of willful. So why did they look at that? Well, I'll give you the answer here in a moment. It's pretty interesting. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll free here at Free Talk Live. The number is 855-453, 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll free line. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Garrett
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so you just click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you want. They're all free. Yours. If you want them, at freetalklive.com. Enjoy.
So, I don't know what it's like for you, but what would you rather do? Would you rather give money to a panhandler out on the street, or would you rather give money to a busker? In case you don't know what a busker is, a busker.
I don't.
Yeah, a busker is a person who's playing music or in some way performing in order to get a tip.
I'd rather give them money if I was going to get money.
Yeah,
sure.
I would too.
I've done that before.
Yeah, me too. I feel like they're, at the very least, they're trying, even if I don't like it. In some cases, I've stopped and listened and or seen the show or whatever and really enjoyed it, in which case I'm happy, certainly happy to give. I want people to earn a living rather than just have their hands out. And that's one of the reasons I really love BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox Coffee, not only is it completely organic and shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade. All those things are awesome, and they're great, and they're healthy for you. And those are the kind of things that you can expect from premium coffee. But with BuzzBox Coffee, what they do is they set up a community, a farming co-op, where people buy in with microloans, and Free Talk Live hopes to give 100 microloans financed through World Vision, and we are going to change people's lives this way. They get into the coffee co-op, their families' lives are changed, they have jobs, and they're able to make a living. And it's a really great deal. And then, of course, BuzzBox buys the coffee, and that helps more people get in. And what this is going to do is it's going to change lives of coffee workers around the world, but only if you join with us to change lives one cup at a time. The consumer is an important part of this, and likely you drink coffee, most people do. So you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you get a free pound, you sign up for the subscription program. Now you can get a subscription once every 2 weeks, you can have coffee delivered, or once every 10 weeks. You can have 1 pound delivered, you can have 5 pounds delivered. It just really depends on your coffee consumption levels. And you can also give it as gifts. I mean, if you got coffee left over, you got a pound, hey, give it to a friend, and then tell them about BuzzBox Coffee, because it's great. It's coffee.freetalklive.com for your free pound.
All right, so we're talking about the Ademo appeal. Ademo Freeman from copblock.org has had his 3 felony wiretapping convictions overturned by the New Hampshire Supreme Court. So that's great news. It's worthy of celebrating and noting. On the downside, the case has been remanded. So it's been reversed and remanded. Now, remand is a legal term that means to send back to the original court.
Ah.
So it is in the hands of the prosecutor now, again. The prosecutor could decide to go ahead and retry Ademo.
And he should be, at this point, retried as a misdemeanor as opposed to a felony, right?
He was mistried previously under felony charges when he didn't in any way meet the circumstances required for felony charges.
And I have to say, Ademo was offered all kinds of legal help in this circumstance. Ademo decided he was going to take a sort of moral route. I think Ademo's trial is a great example why you should never do this. You don't go in, you don't go on a baseball diamond and try to play hockey with these people, okay? That's not the rules of the game. Ademo got skinned because he went in there and he's going to try to act normal and talk to these people about the violence inherent in the system and stuff like that. The prosecutor painted him as an anarchist, told the jury that Western civilization was going to crumble if they didn't throw this guy
in jail.
You're
not exaggerating. No. That's exactly what they said.
They say this kind of crap and they do it every time. They did it with the occupiers here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
These people are anarchists.
Right, well,
if you let them stay in the park an hour past closing time, Western civilization will crumble as we know it. People will be eating your baby. I mean, this is how
they don't say it with a Southern accent, but yes, that is essentially
what they
do.
Well, that's just how stupid it sounds. I'm sorry, I'm from the South, and I can tell you I would not want to have a brain surgeon that talks like this.
I heard you. So
I'm sure there's a great brain surgeon out there that talks like this.
So let's get back to there's some interesting aspects to this appeal decision by the Supreme Court, because normally, and I'm no legal expert, so I've learned something from this case. Normally with an appeal, you can't appeal unless you had the foresight to complain in court. You have to generally object if the prosecutor
prior
does something.
Prior to trial as well.
Yeah.
What's that?
Prior to the trial even.
Oh, really?
Some issues like evidence preservation. Like, if you don't bring out the fact that you didn't receive evidence that was supposed to be preserved, you can't bring that up in court.
At court.
I tried doing that with the Chalking 8 case because the police allowed their cameras to all be overwritten and the evidence destroyed while stealing the cameras from everyone on the ground. And that was an example of spoilation where they're just letting evidence be destroyed.
Hmm. So you thought you'd mention that in court? And whoa. The time limit for you mentioning this.
We
absolutely would have thrown out your case. You're right, but you didn't say it in the time. And this is my point on playing hockey on a baseball diamond. The fact is, these people, they know their rules. And sadly, if you don't know their rules, then you're going to get it.
Too bad.
You're going
to
get it.
Too bad. You have to learn the hard way, and that's certainly how I've learned many of their rules.
You know, we used to talk about Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com on the show, and the reason we did is because you've got to at least know the basics. I think that there's still some experience that needs to be had in these situations.
No substitute for that.
Yeah, this is the course you should have gotten civics.
Get some practice with a parking ticket before you go on to criminal charges or anything like that.
Jurisdictionary.com.
So one of the interesting things here with this case is that the court actually allowed the case to go forward even though the issue at hand was not preserved during the trial. So the issue was, and the word, by the way, in the case was not purposefully, it was purposely. So the word in the statute is purpose.
Apparently it matters how you pronounce these, because if it wasn't willful, it was purposeful.
Well, so what the confusion was the judge instructed the jury to decide whether or not Ademo had purposely recorded the calls. But the statute requires it be willful, meaning that, he had a knowledge that it was illegal and that he shouldn't have been doing it, that kind of thing. So, of course, they found him guilty because he did purposely record the calls, and he admitted to that in court. But he never objected to the statute wording. He never, even when the judge was reading this to the people in the jury, he did not feel an objection. So, therefore, you would think that the Supreme Court would not hear the case. However, what happened was his attorney objected on what was called the issue of a plain error. And basically, the plain error... This is a quote from their decision. The plain error rule allows us to exercise our discretion to correct errors not raised before the trial court. So they have discretion.
Oh, yeah.
In the case of something that's just so blatant a screw-up that had it happened in the appropriate manner, it may have changed the outcome of the case, essentially. So they can look at there's different prongs, and the article goes into, or the order goes into four different prongs, this test that they have to, this error has to pass. Like, this error has to be so blatant, it has to be so critical, that it would have changed the outcome. So had the judge read the correct instructions to the jury and used the word willfully and correctly explained this to the jury, they may have found a different verdict.
Seems unlikely to me.
Okay. It does seem unlikely, knowing how juries are. But the court actually, surprisingly, erred on the side of Ademo in this case.
You know, I've got to say, I hope that what the court was doing here was giving Ademo another shot at getting a real trial, rather than sort of
ruling
on the technicalities here.
What happens if Ademo goes back to trial, gets convicted of three misdemeanor wiretapping charges, and then gets sentenced to what? He's already spent 90 days in jail.
90 days in jail. I want to know what happens if he's found innocent. Does the prosecutor go to jail?
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free. 450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some good news that our friend Ademo Freeman from CopBlock.org, one of the founders of CopBlock, has had his felony convictions for wiretapping overturned by the New Hampshire Supreme Court in a decision that is very unusual in that they actually addressed an issue that was not raised as an objection in the trial court. And we can get back into more detail on you know, some of the interesting aspects of this case here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach us that way. 100 blooms of love could be the gift that you give the person that you love coming up on Valentine's Day. It's a beautiful arrangement from proflowers.com. Yep. And Mark, you've had this in your home. You know how beautiful.
Yeah, 2 years running, actually, the last 2 years, not this year.
So, and you love this.
Yeah, what
flowers.
I think about it is, yeah, I love that arrangement. I think it's great. And I think that another thing that's special about Pro Flowers is that they get it direct from the grower. So you get a longer lifetime in your flowers. Also,
you're actually guaranteed the last 7 days or your money back.
Right. And you get two packs of the sort of flower preservation stuff that comes with it. And it's really nice to have in case you didn't go out and buy it on your own. As I understand it, you can crush up an aspirin and do it too. But you may not have aspirin in your home. Lots of people using acetaminophen, and a variety of other things. But, I think that this is wonderful because they really care about how long your flowers last.
Absolutely. And you can guarantee Valentine's Day delivery. But this deal that we're going to tell you about expires tonight at midnight, so you only have a few hours remaining to snag it. Go to proflowers.com. Click the microphone in the top right and type in FTL to get this offer. It's 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for just $19.99. Or you can upgrade to the ultimate 100 blooms of love for just $19.99 more. And the ultimate package includes a premium vase, gourmet chocolates, teddy bear, and a spa kit.
Yeah, that's a pretty premium.
Yep, you won't find a better deal than this. In fact, the ultimate 100 blooms of love is 56% off the retail price. It's a great deal, but it's only around till tonight at midnight, so don't miss out. Go to proflowers.com, get your order taken care of, get it delivered on Valentine's Day. Not a problem. It's guaranteed with proflowers.com. Click the mic in the top right, type in FTL to get that special offer. Now, you want to do something different, there's plenty of other arrangements and flowers available at proflowers.com. Just make sure you use our code FTL by clicking the mic in the top right.
That's all the difference.
All right, so our friend Adamo Freeman at coplock.org has been set free. Well, he's already been free. He spent 90 days in jail as a result of these wrongful convictions for felony wiretapping here in New Hampshire. Now, those convictions have been overturned. The case has been so-called remanded back to the Superior Court in Manchester, and we've yet to hear, and I don't know how long the prosecutor has to decide on this, but we've yet to hear whether or not the prosecutor is going to bring the charges again, which he absolutely could do for so-called wiretapping and recording government recording phone calls with government bureaucrats.
I don't see how at this point they could possibly think it's a good idea to bring these charges back, considering that they improperly prosecuted the previous charges.
But what's to lose? I mean, do they have anything to lose by bringing the charges back? I don't think they do.
Well, it isn't like they're accountable or responsible if they do it wrong again.
Right. Now, they're probably not going to charge him with felony counts again, because that one has been obviously pointed out by the Supreme Court as they botched it up. But they could very well go after him for misdemeanors, and he could be facing 3 years in jail as a result of that.
I mean, this is another example where you never win with the state. Adamo already suffered the consequences of this felony conviction, so right. The idea that he would have to face any more time whatsoever, any more inconvenience, any more hearings or anything.
It's ridiculous. So we'll see what happens. We'll certainly continue to update you. But one of the other details on the case here in regards to how things tend to work with the system, you guys had talked about previously, or we'd discussed the idea of the misdemeanor, this being a misdemeanor wiretapping charge in New Hampshire, the idea being that if you record a conversation with someone else, and that other person doesn't know, in New Hampshire, that is a misdemeanor. That's what Adamo did. He did not tap into someone else's call, then record their conversations. So in that, he was one of the participants, and he knew it was being recorded, so therefore it is not a felony-level charge. But the court, as it points out on page 2 of their decision, it says that the defendant argues that because he was a party to the conversations which formed the basis of the charges against him, his conduct constituted at most misdemeanor level offenses. However, at oral argument, the defendant explicitly abandoned this argument. We therefore do not address it. So they just chucked that aside. So even though he was wrongfully charged, it was clearly wrongfully charged, the court acknowledges essentially that that was a valid argument, but because he didn't make it, they didn't go forward on that point.
Right, so he was unlawfully charged.
That's right.
And because he didn't say anything about being unlawfully charged, an appeals court won't overturn it. This is what passes for justice. This is what passes for the greatest justice system in the world. And I hate that terminology, because what it does is it disempowers people from making this system better. There's nothing like justice. There's nothing like fair trials in America, or frankly, on the planet. And when you say that the U.S. has the greatest justice system in the world, you need to understand the consequences of saying something like that, because it disempowers people to fix this entirely messed up system.
Now, there's one other really interesting kind of legal aspect of this particular case, and specifically the court's decision here to overturn the convictions. From page 4, they were talking about the difference between the idea of the word willfully and the purposely.
Purposely, sorry.
So, quote from the order, here the erroneous mental state of purposely merely required the state to show that the defendant had the conscious object to record the conversations without the consent of all the parties. However, it did not require the state to prove that the defendant was either aware of or recklessly ignorant of the fact that recording the conversations without consent was against the law, the very proof that was required in order to establish that he acted willfully. So if I lost you on that point,
no, it sounds like he's he's either knows what the law is, or he's recklessly ignorant, whatever that means, of the law.
Well, what they're saying here is that in order to be willful, that you would have to basically be aware of the law, be aware that it is illegal to record a conversation with which you are a part.
What evidence do they have that Ademo didn't know that was the law?
Well, the state would make the argument that that Ademo did know, and they actually get into why they believe that there was still a chance that he didn't know. They basically bend over backwards in this court decision to argue that Ademo may not have actually known it was illegal.
This is the part that amazes me, is that they say that the reason that this thing should have gone back is not a good enough reason, but then they go and they do this difference between willfully and purposely, and then try to figure out whether or not he knew. I mean, I would imagine he knew. I can't imagine he didn't know that.
I think he probably did. But here's the really interesting thing. There's now, there's actually, on that sentence that I just read you, there's a footnote. And if you go and you read the footnote, they go on to say, significantly, our construction of willfully as requiring an intentional or reckless disregard for the lawfulness of one's conduct represents a departure from the usual rule that ignorance of the law is not an excuse for criminal conduct.
See, I hate this one.
Interesting.
Ignorance of the law is absolutely an excuse.
That's what they're saying in this case.
This is the first time I've ever heard of a case where there's an argument as to whether or not the alleged perpetrator knew the law or not. I've never heard that be an issue.
Right.
I think that that's certainly the case with some laws, but the idea that ignorance of the law is no excuse is a 12th century maxim. I mean, it's going on 1,000 years old. This was back under English common law. I mean, under like the Normans and stuff. I mean, this is really old stuff. Is because there wasn't really law. Essentially, the law was do as you said you were going to do and do no harm. Mm-hmm. Anybody would know this.
Because you can't claim ignorance of that.
Right. There's no claiming ignorance of it because, you know, if you do somebody harm, you've got to make good for the harm and that kind of thing. It was very simple stuff. So the idea that ignorance of the law, no excuse at that time, yeah, I can see that. Ignorance of the law being no excuse now, please, the cops don't know the law. The lawmakers don't know the law.
The prosecutor apparently didn't know the law in this
Nobody
case.
Nobody knows the
judge
law.
Didn't know the
right.
law.
You couldn't read the law in 4 lifetimes.
All right. So I thought it was interesting. And there they are saying, yeah, you could be ignorant of this one. 855.
How many more laws can we be ignorant of?
Good question. 855, 450 free. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can, of course, join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, please go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can find links to various different ways to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world and spread the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Now, one of the other things that you can do to help Free Talk Live is, well, patronize our advertisers, like Sherry's Berries. They're brand new with Free Talk Live this year, and I have to say I'm excited. I've heard about Sherry's Berries for years on talk radio, yep. And you always hear talk radio hosts talking about how great they are, and of course I wondered if it was true, and we got to find out this week, and it is true. Sherry's Berries is a fantastic product. It's, of course, giant, freshly dipped in chocolate strawberries from Sherry's Berries, white chocolate, milk chocolate, and dark chocolate. Also, it's topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts, and you can go to berries.com to get this deal with our discount code, FTL. So go to berries.com, berries.com, click the microphone in the top right, type in FTL, and you'll be able to get these strawberries covered in chocolate and goodies at just $19.99. That's over 40% savings, but you can also double the berries for just $10 more, which to me, well worth it. These are so good, you're going to want to share them with others. And if you only get six of them, that's not going to be enough to share with any. You're not going to want to share that with more than another person.
No, six is for one person.
I don't know about that. I think you could do six between two people because they're pretty big berries.
They're big, but I sat down and I ate five in a row.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel sick to my stomach,
yeah,
which
good.
I should have. So, I totally could have eaten half a dozen of these.
I guess a double order, in my opinion. But go to berries.com. Either way, you're not going to be disappointed. They're delicious, and they're very satisfying. I was so happy that we had the chance to
they're really, really good. These each one of these strawberries tasted good, which is kind of rare for grocery store strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
It is totally rare. When you get berries from a grocery store, they're almost always sour.
berries.com, berries.com. Click the mic at the top right, type in FTL to get that deal of the giant dip strawberries for just $19.99, or again, $10 more, you double the strawberries. So again, code FTL, click the mic on the top right at berries.com. And by the way, you want delivery on Valentine's Day? Not a problem with Sherry's Berries. We go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Helen is listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Oh, hi. Good evening.
Hey.
Just a short comment, you know, because when you're talking, you mentioned it's the great, or some, you're quoting someone else saying the greatest legal system in the world or something.
I didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, I said it, and it was certainly somebody, it's certainly been said many times, many ways.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like the best justice that money can buy, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I
absolutely.
Doing research and writing for, I'm not an attorney, okay, but doing research and writing for attorneys. I'm in the philosophy department. I'm at law school, but I took a bunch of courses in the law school here, and one was comparative law. And, you know, most of the European Union has been called civil law, which is supposed to be truth-seeking. It's not like adversarial. It's not like, you know, like just fight, you know, who has. They actually are trying, they're like a team trying to find the truth, like, of what actually happened. And that's kind of the Napoleonic code, you know. And I lived in France, too, and for,
you know. I think the U.S. probably, as far as civil law goes, that the basis of English common law for civil law is a really good system, but it's been piled on and piled on for so long with so much precedent that it's essentially become, in the civil arena, that everybody can, that essentially the richest person wins. In the criminal arena, you're absolutely right. Nobody's trying to come to the truth necessarily. They're trying to win. And with a criminal case, you definitely need to find out what happens, but what makes people think that this adversarial systems any good at finding out what happened? I think that a system where people are absolutely trying to work together to come to a conclusion to solve the problem, that's what's going to work the best.
Yeah. No. I don't mean a civil lawsuit versus a criminal
lawsuit.
I'm talking about philosophy of law, which most of the European Union is a civil philosophy of law, which is this truth-seeking thing. And England and we are common law, which is a different philosophy of law.
But what's interesting is England doesn't have nearly as many incarcerated people as the United States does.
No.
Neither does Belize or Trinidad and Tobago and Jamaica and Australia. These places don't have it. Somehow or another, apparently the criminal justice system in the United States has become perverted.
Yeah, maybe it's because in England the pubs close at 11 o'clock. I don't know.
They do?
Yeah.
You can't get a drink after midnight?
They have to pass special laws for things like the World Cup and stuff to keep the bars open after 11 p.m. Yeah.
Wow, I'm flabbergasted. I had no clue that was the case.
Yeah, learned something new.
Everybody's got to go home at 11. Wow.
Yeah. Helen, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I think 18-year-olds can drink in pubs there, but
it's like a national curfew.
It's weird. I've never heard that at all.
Well, toll-free number here is 855-453. And is that a national thing or a London thing?
I have no idea. You should have asked her.
No, she's from France, not England anyway. So maybe somebody
apparently in the UK, she knows more than we do about
this. She has a claim. Maybe someone who actually lives in the UK can give us more.
We certainly get calls from there all the time.
Yeah, although it's pretty late there right now.
Yeah, they'll probably send us emails, actually.
It's the idea of a greatest justice system. It's like, what are the metrics by which that's weighted? Does it mean that it's
usually jingoism. We take a yardstick called jingoism, and then we come up with our rating.
Sure.
What were you going to say?
Well, it's not a metric based off of these parties had a dispute and it was resolved peacefully. I mean, it's based on we've incarcerated this many people. I mean, I guess that's a goal for some people in the criminal justice system. Is
certainly
the numbers
prosecutor.
Are up. Yeah, and places where the prisons are profitable, too, where they're getting a dollar amount from the state for every inmate they have.
Right. The prosecutors don't feel good because they've helped make victims whole. They feel good because they're padding their conviction record so they can then tout that around if they want to run for sheriff or a city commissioner or something like that.
I wouldn't propose to know what an individual prosecutor thinks, but I would say that the system is incentivizes what you've just said.
Yeah.
So it's likely that some prosecutors operate under the... I think humans generally operate under incentives, and that's what laws are really about, is creating incentives. And we have the wrong incentives for prosecutors and judges, and frankly, the whole judicial system. It needs to be revamped. And
it's a whacked system.
Since it's a monopoly, it's never going to get revamped.
Right. How do you revamp the justice system? Because any time you pass some sort of legislation that could significantly affect the justice system, they could just simply call it unconstitutional if they don't like it.
Or change the judicial rules, which state that they can make up anything they want.
That literally is rule number one in the New Hampshire District Courts, is that the judge can waive the rules at any time in the interest of justice.
How convenient.
Or whatever he sees justice as. And it'll be interesting to see how that pans out in the story. I teased it earlier. It's a dead dog on the hands of police in Filler. Let's see, where is this? Filler, I'm not even sure. Magic Valley. Wherever the Magic Valley is. Anyway, going back with the story here, trigger-happy police work after a Filler officer shot the animal Saturday outside of his home. Police, however, say the dog was aggressive and had to be put down.
I thought that dog moved towards that police officer quickly.
You know Rick Club said Monday his son's ninth birthday party was wrapping up at about 5:30 in the afternoon when Officer Tarakasani came to his home on Jacqueline Circle to complaints of dogs running at large. He shot the 7-year-old black Labrador Hooch, Club said, though it showed no aggressive behavior. Club said he suffers from Parkinson's disease and Hooch was his trained service animal. He said he didn't have to pull out his Fit 45 and shoot my dog. It was right outside my son's bedroom. What if it had ricocheted through the window?
This is another thing about just going, pulling out a gun and killing an animal in its own yard, which I think is a really important thing. But let's, before we go, giving cops the room on this, because very early on when we started reporting on animals, cops killing animals, I was a little on the fence because dogs kill people. People are killed by domestic dogs every year in this country, usually smaller
people.
Not
many of them.
Not usually smaller people.
Okay.
But it happens. And but let's not forget that there are semi-government employees that somehow deal with animals every single day without shooting a single one.
Like postmen.
The U.S. Postal Service has never shot a dog, to my knowledge. I'd love to hear the story of them doing it. Has never killed a dog, and somehow or another they can deliver letters into people's yards, slide them through their doors without having to do this. But somehow our big, bad law enforcement officers are paladins of truth and justice. They can't walk into somebody's yard without capping their animal.
And most officers have non-lethal weapons on their belt.
Pepper spray works on dogs.
Absolutely.
Yep. Tase
them. So ridiculous that they have to always go for the gun. And I'm sorry, a black lab, not known for being the most aggressive animals out there.
Maybe just energetic.
Certainly that's true. Out of time for tonight, we'll put the link up here with a video of this cop murdering this dog on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.